You got something you can cut?
Absolutely.
Bill, do you already have the...
A group of high school students from College Station worked to install a wheelchair ramp for Suzanne Dickinson, who last August had a fall that rendered her disabled. Thanks to a friend at church who filled out an application for her, the UM Army has come to Dickinson's aid in the form of four strong, young, and willing volunteers who are motivated through their faith and the satisfaction of helping others. UM Army volunteers like Boone Flynn.
I got invited by a friend this year, and it's been a blast so far. I'm definitely going to come next year. I'm having so much fun, and it's just awesome.
The United Methodist Action Reach Out Mission by Youth was established in 1979 during the time of gasoline shortages. Rather than make a long-distance mission trip, youth and adults from several Houston area churches decided to go to the East Texas city of Athens. Today, UM Army has 4,000 volunteers providing help at 1,700 work sites.
Hold it tight. Push hard.
And today, along Washington Street in Commerce, they've made another big stride toward helping Suzanne Dickinson move safely in and out of her home.
It is going to be wonderful. It's going to be easy to get up and down it. Since I'm on this little walker thing that has wheels on it, you have to be careful. And so they've made it where it's going to be very easy for me to travel up and down it.
Approximately 65 youth and 14 adults have been working all over Commerce this week, at a time when temperatures are averaging around 100 degrees. They use the First United Methodist Church as their base camp and take showers at the Morris Recreation Center on the A&M Commerce campus. A total of 7 states are hosting UM Army groups this summer, with about 40 camps in Texas. 14-year veteran Jay Pritchard is a camp director for the organization and is heading this week's mission in Commerce.
The idea here is to try to teach young people to get in the habit of service, and to give them a spiritual guide and examples, and then bring them to a community where they can actually reach out and see the power that they have to work on houses and meet people and meet clients and just explore their faith in other areas.
And with the fellowship of their peers and the joy it brings to clients, students like Maddie Gaines have bought into the concept.
It's all about, you know, loving someone who you really have no reason to love other than the fact that God loved us first. So it's kind of like just doing whatever God asks you to do.
Several blocks away, UM Army volunteers are answering that same call to assist Claudia Record, who lives on Sycamore Street.
They have renovated my, gave me a new carport, and they will be fixing a leak in my kitchen. In my little back room, my utility room.
In addition to patching leaky roofs or building new wheelchair ramps, volunteers have been trained in replacing windows and door screens, yard work, and painting, among many other jobs. Record was referred to the UM Army through the Meals on Wheels program. She, like many other residents in Commerce and elsewhere throughout the country, are so appreciative of the hard work these volunteers have put forth. In some cases, these clients are left speechless, as described by UM Army's National Executive Director, Brian Smith.
As the work is completed and as they see the work being done, it's just overwhelming. And sometimes, you know, it's so overwhelming that they can, you know, that they're just moved to tears and they just want to throw up their hands and dance around and cry, or, you know, so many different things.
As the UM Army prepares to leave Commerce, they leave behind a lasting impact on those they've assisted and further instill the message of God in its participants. People of all faiths can become involved in the organization. You can learn more at umarmy.org. For KETR News, I'm Scott Harvey.